The law had been scheduled to take effect on January 1st, but Fulton County Superior Court Judge Doris Downs placed the law on hold last Friday, shortly after a preliminary hearing. In the order, Judge Downs said the ACLU showed sufficient reason to freeze the law for the time being. ACLU attorney Alexa Colby Molina says it's a good first step.
If this law had gone into effect, it would put women's health, their lives, in serious threat if they would be unable to get the care that they need.
But those supporting the law say it will mean the loss of more innocent lives. Suzanne Ward is a spokesperson for Georgia Right to Life.
Very reliable medical research has demonstrated time and time again that a 20-week-old child suffers excruciating pain. I just don't understand how anyone can look themselves in the mirror and say that that's acceptable.
Exceptions to the law include if the pregnancy is diagnosed as medically futile, if an abortion is needed to avert the death of a pregnant woman, and to preserve the life of an unborn child. Attorneys for the state are expected to file their response to the lawsuit in February. Michelle Worth, WABE News.